Hello there, this is Bane. When I'm not out on the streets of Gotham hunting the Batman, I find myself listening to Part-Time Fanboy on a regular basis. Be sure to check out Part-Time Fanboy at www.parttimefanboy.com for somewhat weekly podcasts and reviews about various fanboy-related subjects. Also be sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on the Twitter. Do it now, or I'll have to do something awful to your spine.
It's recording a wave, even better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It records like an uncompressed wave file?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, we could probably just put it there.
Is it recording right now?
Yeah, it's recording right now.
It can hear us?
Should I? Yeah, should I prop? Let me prop it up on the books. Actually, I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah, well, that's an amazing one. Fucking give me liberty.
Yeah, if we record there, we should be good.
Never...
No, how did I miss this?
How could you have never read Give
Dude,
Me Liberty?
I mean, Dave Gibbons, like, honestly, when he had me from the first page of Watchmen.
Yeah.
It literally was movie storyboard to me.
Yeah.
Well done. And, what the hell? I mean, this does look like Quado, though.
Yeah, well, sure. But it's, you gotta read it.
Oh, this is the whole
thing,
right?
He did a sequel. Yeah, he did a sequel called Martha Washington Goes to War. And
why was there no movie? Has there been a movie?
I think it's probably too complicated to make into
really?
A movie. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to read this, dude.
Yeah.
This is going to screw me up
it's
for a few,
awesome.
Few weeks.
It's definitely one of Frank Miller's best. I mean...
Wow.
Or is that Alan Moore or Frank? No, that's
no,
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller and Dave Gibbons.
Yeah,
and this is after or before
After Watchmen, I think.
So
yeah.
it's interesting. It's almost like these guys teamed up.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really good. It's solid. Look at it. Flip through. The artwork is beautiful.
No, I don't want to even glance at
really,
it. I'm like,
because
this will be the first thing I read.
I'm telling you, it's a fucking head trip, that book. It's awesome. It's a fucking head trip. So you just finished The Walking Dead Compendium, because we were
Compendium 2. Should we tell them it's Part-Time Fanboy? Or?
Well, yeah. Okay, this is Part-Time Fanboy, and this is Christian. I'm here with Ian. And this is our first... kind of recording in person.
Yeah.
Obviously we've met before in person.
Who are you?
Yeah, I've
Why
never
am
met
I
you
in
before.
Your garage.
Yeah, we are in the garage. So this is almost like a WTF podcast for us. Do you know what WTF is?
Yeah,
it's one of the best.
Yeah,
the Mark Maron bug. We're ripping him off. I don't think this garage is as good.
I've been
as
into his. The Kevin Pollak podcast lately. Have
Kevin
you tried that?
Kevin Pollak?
You know the guy that does the impersonations?
No. Is he doing a podcast?
Yeah, and it's great. He's a really good interviewer.
Really?
He just did Sugar. I listened to Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, really?
And I listened to an Ed O'Neill one.
Oh, he interviewed them.
He interviews them. Yeah,
oh,
2 hour shows.
He was on WTF, I think, and I listened to an interview.
Well, Mark
Maron. And
that
was really good.
Yeah.
So maybe Mark Maron got him started, or did he already have his own?
No, he was, he's acted in A Few Good Men. He's been in.
Yeah, no, but
know.
His own podcast. Yeah. Like.
No, he just started recently.
Oh, he just, so he, Mark Maron must have gotten him started.
I don't know. It's a good question. Oh, I think he's buddies with Corolla, too. So all these guys have
maybe.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
Like Heidi was saying, like everyone has a podcast. Well, I'm like, well, you don't have to report to anybody.
You
don't
I know.
You know what I mean? You do your own thing. You can go right
Who
to your people.
Who did he just interview that I listened to and I thought it was... Oh, Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, he did an interview. You know, JJ from Good Times?
Oh, wow.
He did a really good
That's
interview
good
with
one.
Him. So, if you're listening. So, what'd you think about the compendium? Because by the time this airs, the next episode of Walking Dead will probably have aired. So,
tomorrow.
We're never current. Yeah, tomorrow. This
no,
is Saturday
we're
night.
Not, right, that's part of the tagline.
Yeah, that's
though,
part of
the,
it. Yeah. So, but I mean.
So, I finished the compendium. Right? The way I got into The Walking Dead was obviously it was on TV and Heidi knew I was into comics.
Yeah.
And then literally, a day before my birthday, she drove out to like some small comic shop in Silver Lake, Tim and Tim's or Eric and Eric's.
Yeah, I've never
been
there.
There's a place up. I'm getting it wrong, but it might be Tim and Tim's.
Yeah.
But it's a real boutique place, and they were the only ones that had the first compendium.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when the show was just starting.
Yeah.
So before the show actually hit, I read the whole first compendium, and...
Oh, really? So yeah. Right before the show hit? You hadn't read it?
I didn't read it.
How long did it take you to read it?
Oh, just... They take... Like, compendium, it took me like a week to read.
Oh, really? So you plowed through it? But that's like 50 issues.
I just keep reading it. It gets addictive. That's amazing. It's crazy. I mean, I love comics, and it's like... I only read trades at this point, and obviously the stuff that you donated to my cause.
Yeah, I mean, well, just for anyone who's out there, we were in my garage clearing out some of my old collection, and I handed some old trades over to Ian that I didn't want.
So, you know, here's the thing with Walking Dead, the first compendium. When it got to... We're allowed to just talk freely here. That's
yeah.
Right. When it got to
spoilers.
When it got to the governor arc, I literally, you know, put down the book. I was like, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah,
like,
the end hurt. Of it.
Yeah, the whole...
What happens to Lori?
Even before that, when he's just, like, torturing people, you know, torturing...
Yeah, oh, okay,
and,
gotcha.
And then Rick's hand goes bye-bye, and...
Well, that was after Lori bit it.
Yeah. But yeah. It was just, you know, these events, the way that...
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's interesting, because you're reading this whole book, right? But you're, you know, it's still broken down like an issue. So when the issues come out, right, the issues have these mini spicy things in there happening.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now it's all together, so you're just getting, like...
It's so much better.
It's great. There's no commercials.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like watching something, a TV show on DVD and just plowing through it.
So, I don't know if I truly admitted that, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Walking Dead fan, but definitely comic, more than the show, I'm a Walking Dead fan. I watched the show just to see... creatively what they're doing.
Yeah,
I'm just so kind of enamored with the way they're able to do this same time, you know, two pretty much same story and world but two different timelines. It's like having Earth 2
alternate Earth. Yeah, right? Yeah,
so, you know, I dug into the second one. Didn't even hesitate. Got a great deal on it.
Yeah, you just got it.
I paid $35 for it on Barnes & Noble. It's a $60 cover price.
Wait, is it $60?
Yeah.
Wow. And it's not even like hardcover or anything.
No, it's the same soft, that's, you know, that nice kind of vinyl-y cover with the slick pages, black and white.
But that's like 50 issues. So 50 issues, you break that down.
Yeah, I ate them for dinner. I just went, and I just got by, and I got to the point where I was like, this is great, but... What the hell do you do with the damn thing? I want them to end it. I'd rather, you know what I mean?
You're talking about the whole series.
I want them to end it. I'm at the point where I'm like, this is awesome. Just end it and walk into the sunset. But you can't, if you were writing that,
no.
And I told you to end it, you'd be like, well, look at my bank account.
Yeah,
I can't end it.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Because we're releasing the trade. I'm writing for it.
But even before the TV show, Kirkman said, he said for a long time, he's like, I want Walking Dead.
Right.
You know, I want Walking Dead issue number 600. So he...
I can't blame
him. He's got to have some kind of plan. That's the first thing.
But as a fan, do you sometimes want things to end just so they will...
I like them to end now more. Yeah. I like comic books to end. I mean, like, we were just going through my collection and there's a whole bunch of manga in there.
Right.
And that's what I like about manga. I mean, sometimes there's a lot of, like... Like, they could be 27 trade paperbacks in a series.
Yeah, totally.
You know, right now there's a series that I like, that I love, called 20th Century Boys, and they just came out with like the 22nd, I think that's the final book, or they're coming out with it, and I'm on book 12, but I know there's a beginning, middle, and end, and that's what I really like. As I've gotten older, I really have gotten away from, you know, Spider-Man, Superman, you know, having to go on forever and ever and ever and ever, you know. So, I mean, I would like to see The Walking Dead end at some point, and I would think that it would end with Rick dying or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, we've talked about it before, where I think Paul mentioned he thinks that, you know, I mean, if they were going to go on, you know, it would be Rick's kid that would take on the, you know.
And they're kind of setting that up, I feel.
In the book?
Yeah.
In the comic?
Felt like it.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about this whole fucking thing, because...
Now, keep in mind, I've only read up to where this Jesus guy, they're gonna they
yeah yeah yeah
they
yeah.
said they're gonna go take on this gang and yeah. now it's becoming like a Seven Samurai deal or a,
yeah I think they just came out with 105 which I have to go pick up. Hopefully they'll have it at the shop. I don't have a pull list, but okay, so there's a lot of people right now who are saying like Kirkman's like treading water, you know, he's just like treading water. Like the beginning of that Jesus thing almost leads into, you know, I'm not spoiling anything, but for you really majorly, but another governor type situation.
Right. Eventually. I mean, it just reminded me of, okay, we're going into this, I mean, this plot device of, you know, now they're a band of almost like, you know, mercenaries, and they got to fight the bad gang. It's almost very...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know Fist of the North Star?
Yeah, okay,
it's,
yeah.
It's almost...
See, you don't like manga, but you just said Fist of the North Star. It's like one of the oldest and, like, most famous...
The Japanese is Hokuto no Ken, is Fist of the North Star. But, yeah, I love that kind of stuff. I realize, too, this is a really side note. So when Sega Master System came out, do you remember the Sega Master System?
I know.
It was the rival to Nintendo.
I've got my Sega Genesis right over there.
I love Genesis, too.
I haven't touched it in ages.
Anyway, they localized Fist of the North Star in America.
They did?
You know, they localized the game, but they didn't call it Fist of the North Star. They called it Black Belt. And I would watch my buddy just play Black Belt. I thought it was like the coolest thing. Yeah. And I realized that that was actually the same game engine as Fist of the North Star. They just changed the graphics and local. Anyway, but yeah, it just got into that where I'm like, okay. And it's almost like, well.
So wait, what point at the Jesus point? Like the guy that says Jesus.
Jesus brought him back. The Jesus man brought him back. Jesus, like with these, first of all. Like, the hand-to-hand combat of Jesus is
He's a badass.
Brilliant. And then his name is Jesus, so you're like, okay, am I supposed to get
he walks
a
the
reference?
Earth. Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, he comes on like, hey, I'm Jesus.
Yeah. That's he's very friendly when he...
For the last, I guess, 50 pages of that book or the last few issues, that's how characters are introduced. Hey, I'm here, walking down the street. And I can't... It's not. I can't blame the guy. I'm just. But then you start thinking: is there a better way to do this? And I don't know if there is.
Yeah, but that's how you would meet people.
You would meet people. So Jesus brings him back to the camp, and he's like, "Here's our fat kind of leader guy who's a puss."
Okay.
And
then
you know, some guy comes back. He's like, "We're getting to a fuck you," and he tries to stab him.
Gotcha.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
And Rick's like, "Why can't I just fuck?"
So they've met the group and they've made the deal.
Yeah. Rick's like, "Give us food. We'll go kill this guy."
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just like, "You've got to be like, how many people are gonna die now?"
I'm
Rick?
Just telling you now that the shit's about to hit the fan in that book.
Yeah.
But okay, so you've gotten past the point where, the kid gets shot in the face.
Kid gets shot. Nice full panel. Beautiful
bullshit,
artwork.
Which I call bullshit on.
I know
total
you did.
Total
I know you did.
Bullshit. Absolute fucking... You get shot in the eye and there's no real serious surgical equipment or...
There's one thing. I almost
dropped the book after that. After he survived.
When I was about...
I was pissed.
When I was in middle school or younger, I remember watching this story on the nightly news where he was running in a field where there was like an old combine thing, you know those things?
They're
very pointy. Into it, right?
Jesus.
The point went through like the bottom of his eye, like through his brain.
Yeah.
The kid lived.
Well, that's how they did lobotomies, sort of, right? They took
Oh boy!
They took like a sharp thing and they would pin it through your.
No.
They just did that in
American
Horror Story,
so
like last
that
week.
That was the only thing I thought of where I'm like, okay, maybe it missed. But the
it's a fucking gun, dude.
Right. Well, first of all, like the lead up to that though. So who was the older gentleman who was going nuts with the gun? He was like
going
a leader.
Nuts with the gun.
He was the leader of that community. There was a guy, an older statesman, he was a congressman or a government guy, and he was running the community when Rick and them
showed up.
And he basically, you know, he comes out firing like a lunatic.
Yes, with his wife, right?
Killed his wife, and then it was just getting worse and worse for him.
I don't think somebody killed his wife. Wasn't he threatening to kill his wife or something?
Rick
showed up.
Rick was defending.
He was like abusive.
Yeah, Rick was defending the abused wife and kid.
Yes.
And then that guy came and stabbed this governor, like this
guy's wife.
Just killed her.
Yeah.
But then that's when everything melted down, and this guy, like the zombies came in, and he came out shooting, and then all of a sudden. you know, Rick's like, is everyone okay? And then he turns around and he's like, Carl. And you're just looking at Carl and you're like...
Well, they were trying to get out, like the zombies were. And he was like, come on, we just got to push through. Yeah. And it showed that Rick wasn't like infallible. He made like a really stupid decision.
He cut off that lady's
trying
arm.
Yeah.
Because she was pulling them into the herd.
Yeah. But then when does the kid... How did the kid... He got shot by accident?
Yes, because the dude came running out of the house.
Wow, I can't
believe
I remember all this.
And Rick's like, don't shoot the gun. And then the dust settles and is like, everyone okay? And then you just see Carl with half his head missing.
Jesus Christ.
Really, you know.
I remember when that happened. And again, I almost had the same reaction as like when... What happened to Lori in the comic book.
When
Lori got blown away with the baby in her arms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was sitting in bed reading. Yeah. It's one of those moments in comics I'll never forget in entertainment, in anything. I dropped the book in my lap. Like, I let go of it. It dropped out of my hands.
You
like,
dropped because you lost your...
Because I fucking, my stomach just dropped. Yeah, like, my heart just dropped in my...
You have a child.
I was and I have a child, and she was probably, like, three.
Does Kirkman have a kid?
Yeah, I think he's got two. One, oh, no, really? He's got one. He's got one, I think.
Wow.
But
that says a lot. Well, I mean, the kid reads that later. What
But yeah, well, it's all those sleepless nights, and they keep you up, and whatever you want to murder them. But no, I mean, she got blown away with the baby in her hands, and I was like, I cannot believe he fucking did that.
Right.
And then when he blew Carl away,
well,
I was like,
head,
oh shit, like. He's not fucking around. And then he survived it.
Right.
And I felt that that was like really the equivalent of like, you know what one of my, what I hate in a TV show, like when they do in a TV show or a movie, they did it in The Abyss. They did it in the beginning of Lost. And I almost stopped watching Lost because
Lost,
of it.
Yeah.
Is the scene where somebody fucking drowns or has a heart attack and falls to the ground and the hero or one of the protagonists is like, come on! Doing like the chest compressions. It's like, you gotta survive! And it's like pushing up and down and breathing into the giving the mouth to mouth. And this person's been underwater for God knows how long.
They're dead.
But of course, and then there's the pause, the dramatic pause.
Sure.
And it's like,
and they come back.
Yeah. That pisses me the fuck off because I'm like, that is bullshit. They're dead. They're fucking dead. They were fucking dead. And that is the same exact thing.
Well, Carl wasn't dead.
He got his fucking head blown off. He got shot with a gun in the face. Fucking eye.
Yeah, shot in the face.
That infuriated me.
By accident. It was an accident.
I was just like, he should be dead, and now he's alive.
But you can't kill Carl, though. You know that.
Why not? Fucking, it seems like almost everybody's on the table. In a zombie apocalypse, if I'm out walking around with my wife and my daughter, there's no guarantee, A, that I'm going to survive. Right. I could tell you right now that I'm not going to survive. But that my daughter, I'm fucked. I'm not a survivalist. I like my technology.
Yeah.
If I go camping, I want like to have a fucking TV and an air conditioning in a cabin. I'm not about that
so,
at all.
Now, did you get the feeling when you were reading this that, you're reading this book and now, what's his name? Rick is missing his hand.
Yes.
His son is now missing an eye.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I'm reading it, and I'm like, God, this is, like, dirty. I feel dirty. I'm reading about
like, everybody's getting their hands cut
off? Something's got to be chopped off. And, of course, how are they going to handle that in a show? Is Rick's hand... You know, you notice how they jumped ahead to the phone call really quick.
Yeah, they did the phone call
thing. Pretty interesting, right?
Yeah. Well...
Anyway, I see what you're saying. I mean, the thing is, I just didn't think they would kill Carl. I was like, oh, he shot Carl.
Dude, he got shot in the face. I thought he was dead.
He's not.
You didn't think he was dead, like, when that happened?
Oh. I mean, they really had a whole chunk of his face
missing. Dude, he got blown the fuck... He got his head blown... He got blown away. What kind of bullet was that? That must have been the cleanest bullet ever.
I mean, where'd it go? Did it pass through?
I don't know. I think they pulled
that.
It out. Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know. They had surgery. Anyway, but what are you thinking about the show right now? Because the show, that's like the big
thing. This show...
This season's kicking ass.
It's great, but that they're in that arc. They're in the pinnacle, like what makes The Walking Dead, to me, The Walking Dead, is that this whole arc. the whole governor thing.
Yeah.
And they brought, I was so happy they brought in the little zombie fights in the, you know, in that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, they did that. I didn't think they were going to do that. Yeah, and they did it. Yeah.
You didn't think. You're like, yeah. When is this? And I love how the governor, who it's interesting the way they cast him, because they did a lot of like, their casting was very to the book, except for the governor.
Except for the governor.
Governor,
yeah.
Almost looked like a young Danny Trejo.
No, he looks like Liam Neeson to me. Like
no, in the book, I mean, didn't he have the
mustache? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he looked
yeah.
like a, you know, like a Mexican almost.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Argentinian or
I never thought he looked like that. I just thought he had like a beard, you know, like a goatee. He looked like white trash to me.
Really?
Yeah, that's so interesting.
I always thought he was Latin.
Really? I never thought that at all. I thought he was just like white trash.
Was he abusing his daughter in the comic?
I can't remember.
Or he still, like, he was dead. But I'm glad they brought all that in. But yeah.
Wait, so in the comic, was he keeping his daughter as well, like, alive?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and okay. He had his tanks.
I remember the tanks. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. And I was waiting to see, like, if that was coming.
They did it. They delivered. Did it.
Yeah, they totally delivered.
That's what I
delivered.
Like about it. But yeah, Heidi calls him the low poor man's Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he looks like Liam Neeson, but he's a really good actor.
He is.
The first time I ever saw that guy, he was on a Doctor Who Christmas special a couple of years ago, and it was a really good episode because they were starting to set up the guy who was leaving Doctor Who. There was going to be a new Doctor Who coming, and the title of the episode was called, like, The New Doctor or something like that. And so Doctor Who shows up, like, in Victorian times, and it's this guy who thinks he's Doctor Who.
Oh, that's cool.
And he plays the guy who thinks he's Doctor Who. So the real Doctor Who meets this other guy, and he's like, I'm the Doctor. If you know anything about Doctor Who, like, there have been different...
Right.
Physically, he's looked differently over the years. So he was like, wait a minute, I don't remember looking like this guy.
Right.
So is this like a future version of me? And it was really good. And so he was in that episode, and he was really good. And I thought, that guy reminds me of Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. But I think he's really good on the show.
The
that actor,
great.
I can't remember
his
name.
They've hit their stride. They got rid of all the production bullcrap problems, all the creator problems.
I guess.
At least to either be in court or not be in the forefront.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just about the show. And I mean, let's look who bit it though. T-Dog.
Yeah, T-Dog.
What a great job as far as just...
Like, how he died, yeah.
Well, just stepping into, like, a character that never existed in the comic,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, he was... Well...
Was he in the comic?
I think he's like in a... Well, honestly, they didn't do much with T-Dog, so
no.
He's not really...
No.
Which sucks, because it kind of plays into that whole, like... You know, the black guy always has to die, or they don't focus on, like...
All right, they did kill
one
black
guy. I'm not saying anybody's a racist.
They replaced him with a new black guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they replaced him, with another one. One of the...
Who's a fugitive.
Inmates.
Who's
an inmate. Exactly, which is a great thing to, like, say about, you know, African-American.
Right.
Whatever. I'm not saying that they're racist or whatever, but it just plays into... I don't think that in any way, shape, or form, but it does play into that stereotype of horror movies where it's like, well, we've got this black character. What are we going to do with him?
Right.
He's the first one to die, which he was not the first one to die, but, you know...
It was weird, though, that they were like... There was that one little scene, I think, where someone was like, T-Dog went to everyone's house and drove everybody.
Yeah, what now? I was like, I don't remember that.
Now you're so
now they're all like warm and fuzzy about him.
So weird.
It's like before, it's like he wasn't even there.
It was entertaining, but just strange.
Well, here's my theory. Well, we've talked about this. My theory about this season is that this is really... The second season of Walking Dead. This is season two because season one was Darabont season, and he left or got kicked off or whatever.
I'm almost glad he left at this point because he would have taken it down this alternate.
I think so. You're probably right.
Other way.
Come on, dude.
But that
even if
awesome.
You'd gone another way, it's Frank Darabont.
It is Frank.
He's
Darabont.
Fucking awesome. That
well,
guy.
Well, Majestic was okay.
The Mist. Have you seen The Mist?
I saw The Mist. I like
The Mist.
It.
Is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, The Mist is.
And,
awesome.
And you know whatever Shawshank.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know he's a great director.
No, I love him. But I'm kind of glad the way it's going.
Wait. Let me finish my point.
Yeah, finish
that
your
this
point.
Is the real second season because Darabont did the first one, got kicked off, left, whatever.
Yeah.
And then. The second season, I think, is really this crew's first season because it's like a whole new bunch of people, a whole new showrunner, blah, blah, blah. And the second season was better than the first.
Yes.
Would you agree? I agree. They had more episodes, too.
Yeah, and I think the pacing picked up.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think the second season was better than the first, but still not perfect. Mm-hmm. And now this season, the third season, is really the second season. Because I have a theory about TV shows, and it's just based off of like Buffy mm-hmm. and Angel and Battlestar Galactica, that the second season mm-hmm. of most, especially like fantasy TV shows,
yeah.
are the best seasons. Because mm-hmm. they've found their legs, they know what they want to do,
yeah, yeah.
they were kind of getting everyone like,
sure.
you know, not just the creators, but the fans, mm-hmm. kind of up to speed as to what they want to do. And then the second season, they're like, okay, fuck it. We got right. renewed. Right. We're going to go all the way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the exception to that rule is Lost, which I think the second season yeah. is garbage, and I almost stopped watching it. But I think this season has been solid, and the fact that they went through, like, with Laurie's death, but in a different way.
Different way, yeah.
And I think, and even just as, you know, horrifying, sad, you know, way, where she kind of redeems the character, right?
She because almost she's like, did, yeah. You know, I think she got real close.
But they don't know how to write women, man. They don't know how to write women.
They don't.
They don't have real, I mean, they have strong female characters, like, who kick ass, but they're not three-dimensional.
Laurie, or not Laurie, who's the blonde?
The sister?
No, the blonde in with Michonne. She hangs with Michonne.
Oh, God. What's her name? I always forget her name. But I know who you're talking about. We all know who you're talking about.
She seems like an actress that could definitely handle more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
she's
like...
She's better this season, though.
She is better, but last still, season, it's just like, a little...
Yeah. Well, she's a good... Women. She was with in the Mist, too. Yeah.
Oh, she wasn't.
She was in the Mist,
now,
too.
Now, what happened part to that other chick? Did that other chick disappear? So, T-Dog died.
T-Dog died.
Lori gives...
She, like, walked through a door, and they assumed that she's dead, right?
The girl with the... Who
the
was...
short hair.
Yeah.
Who was kind of almost hooking like up with Crossbow Guy.
Right. I kind of like her, though, actually, as an actor.
No, I liked her. I think... And she's really... I thought she's... I think she's really pretty, and I think she adds, like, a warmth to the show.
Yeah.
And
she just evaporated,
she walked through
right?
a door.
And left.
Yeah. We Where'd didn't see go? Her get killed.
No one knows.
You got me. They all think she's dead. They have this track record of, like, you know, with the blonde that you mentioned before, who I'm sure people are screaming at the podcast right now.
Yeah.
This track record of characters kind of like, they let them disappear mm-hmm. and nobody really goes back and checks
no.
on them.
No.
You just get abandoned. Like, if you, it's like a pack of wolves or something. Like, if you get separated
That's
from
it.
The herd, you're
yeah.
fucked.
You are fucked.
With this crew.
Yeah. I remember when, you know, we would get lost in, like, amusement parks, you know, if my mom and dad, like,
uh-huh.
my dad would maybe take my brother and then, like, everybody would be like, we're gonna meet here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no
yeah.
one would ever meet there.
Yeah, and they didn't just, do that.
And there was no cell phones, nothing,
yeah.
so you just keep walking around until you find them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't happen while you're
yeah.
dead, man.
No, but I mean, you're absolutely right. And we used to do this at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
When before cell phones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I used to have pagers or something, but before cell phones, like, you would be like, meet under sign at
right.
this time
at,
if
yeah, and
you
be
wanna,
there.
Yeah, and be there.
That
and
never worked.
We'll hooked up.
Did it?
Well, it would work,
while,
yeah. You would meet up and then be like, oh, I'm going to go to this thing or
right.
I'm going to go check this out. And then you would split up and right. be like, okay,
meet
2 hours.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they don't do that. They don't have like a safe spot. They never took like emergency courses.
No.
Because that's like one of the big things, like, right, if there's an earthquake in California.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Which is like, you got to fucking
well, the,
have a spot
the
where
interesting
the whole family
thing,
meets.
The interesting thing that I want to see tomorrow is, and I told Heidi actually about this. I'm like, in the comic, you can't full throttle Rick to crazy right away because Rick's driving that comic,
he's
right?
fucking crazy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in
yeah.
the TV show, they he's full throttle
nuts.
The crazy.
Yeah, he's gone
And
nuts.
I think this guy's doing a great job with it. He's
getting doing a really good
better
job.
And better. But they just full throttled the crazy. And I'm like, whoa, they did that early.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, again, comparing
Andrea
to the
is the blonde's
Andrea,
name.
There we go.
And she's in the comic book, too.
Sure. But
yeah,
she's
awesome
still
alive.
In the comic.
She's younger, too.
She's so good. That character
I think
is awesome
Andrea
in
the comic was supposed to be... They flipped them in the
mm-hmm.
book because Andrea's sister dies in the comic, right? But I don't know
yes.
if she's older or younger.
Right.
And then in the series, they made the older sister Andrea and the younger one gets killed.
I don't know. Andrea in the book, I think, is especially in the compendium, too.
She's great.
Great.
She's totally great.
So,
she's badass.
So
but which is funny because now that Laurie's dead...
Right.
Will Andrea meet up with Rick in
right.
the series, and
right.
are they going to hook it up?
Yeah.
Eventually. And then, not only that, what's interesting to me about that is that Andrea was wanted to hook up with Shane, and Rick is definitely becoming much more like Shane. So then he's beyond that. But
he's answering phones in the dead.
Yeah. Well, he did that on the show. If Rick ends up with Andrea on the show, she's really like hooking up with Shane, sort of.
Right. Yeah, no, that's where it gets into more of a...
Because Shane was kind of like, in the comics, he was like a throwaway character almost.
He was a great... I thought, I mean, that whole thing too, in the beginning, I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not afraid to kill anyone.
Yeah, they killed him off, but in the...
They gave dragged him that shit.
They dragged, like, that was horrible.
Get on with it.
It was just like, really, you gotta... Yeah. I mean, the guy's a good actor, and I know you all like just him.
Get rid
shit,
of him.
But you gotta kill him off. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, they're up to issue 105 by now, and I still have to go see if I can get it. Or maybe they're 104. I'm sorry, 104 and 105 is coming out in a couple of months. But the last issue that I picked up was 103, and I keep saying that I want to go to trades, but I don't think I'm going to do it with The Walking Dead.
The trades are the hardcover expensive ones, right?
They have paperback covers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Those are really good.
I'll probably do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know if I could wait a couple more years.
Well, if it's 50 issues, yeah, that's almost like, yeah. Like
up to 90.
5 years?
90-something.
Wow. Yeah, up to 90-something. So, yeah, yeah. It's from good stuff, though. I've really... The show has gotten so much better. And the comic goes in and out, but I don't think it's a comic that I could stop collecting. I just wish they would have... They don't have subscriptions anywhere. Like, you can't get an... Image Comics doesn't do subscriptions.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, so it's like... Either hope that the comic shop hasn't sold out of that particular issue when you get
that
around
sucks.
To it, if you don't have a pull list.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure all the comic nerds are like, why don't you have a pull list?
Your pull list got like, axed, right?
Yeah, I axed it. I axed it twice. I got rid of it, and then I wasn't collecting enough comics to keep going to the shop on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And they would email me and be like, are you going to pick up your comics like every month, month and a half? And I'd be like, ah, crap. So I just cut it off, you know?
Yeah.
I just cut it off. So... now it's just a thing of like I go in there every couple of weeks and hope that you know, I just picked up a bunch of Buffy and Angel comics. Buffy season 9, Angel and Faith, and they had them. They had the last several issues, so I got lucky, you know. But not
did the new Incredible Hulk comic come out yet? The Indestructible Hulk?
I don't know, maybe.
They're starting
I don't pay
from
attention
one.
To that. Well, of course they're doing that for like everything. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. Are you kidding me?
No, it's I know, like, but they're renaming Walking it. Dead There's not going to be Incredible anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, and they did the same thing with the X-Men or something like that. And in a year or two, it'll be like the Incredible Hulk again.
To me, when Dale Keown left and Jim, who was writing that? When Peter David stopped writing with Dale Keown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was ages ago.
I know, but that
shows
you.
A long time
ago. It shows you what happened to me. Like,
it's like almost like 15 years ago.
I know, but that's when I stopped, really, with the Hulk. Because it literally fell apart. You watched the comic fall apart from month to month.
Because, really?
Yeah, because Peter David was just like, it was weird. It was like, he was there, he wasn't there, he's there, he wasn't there. Dale Keown goes to write fucking Pitt.
Yeah, well, that was his own thing. I liked Pitt. I mean, I liked not the writing, the art.
Ugh. Well, of course, but...
He's awesome. Dale Keown, what happened to that guy?
I don't know.
He was a fucking awesome artist.
They said that he was in a band, and he would just draw on the road, and I'm like, you don't get that good.
How do you do that?
How do you get that good? He was just a natural,
I think.
He
was amazing.
Yeah, he was great.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Kirkman can talk him into doing a Walking Dead special or something. That would be awesome.
Yeah, they haven't really done that, right? Like one-shots or...
They did. They did Michonne special. But that was part of... it was like her origin.
Oh.
And it was part of... apparently they did Michonne's origin in an issue of Playboy. Like
wow.
As a promotion. Yeah.
Oh,
and
right.
A lot of
I
people were
that.
Like...
Yeah.
Come on. Like, you pick the strongest female character and you put her in fucking Playboy.
Yes.
You know, and Kirkman's response was like, look, I got an opportunity to put this in, like, a highly circulated magazine.
Yeah.
That more issues of that. I read the special. I didn't pick up the Playboy.
Oh, they released it separate.
Yeah, no, the Michonne was a reprint of what was in the Playboy. Some of what
was
in the Playboy. It was fine. I mean, it's a good origin. Yeah, Seymour, Alder, Adler, Adler.
Allred.
Alder. No, Allred. Not Allred. Allred, the Derek guy.
Hottie body.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. So, yeah, so now you're going to pick up the trades. I mean,
I'm probably going to because I don't know. It's that good, but at the same time, I'm like, can I do it? I don't know if I can.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
I just don't go to the comic book store on a regular basis because I have a problem.
Amazon.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Everyone's like, a lot of people have problems with Amazon or something.
Really?
But I don't.
No, I don't have any problems with Amazon.
That's where I get most, if not all my comics.
I love going to the comic book store, but I get in there and then, you know, I have... Well, thankfully now this little stash will hold me.
Yeah, you'll plow.
I can't wait
stuff.
To give me liberty here.
I can't believe you've never read that.
Dell Graphics. These are becoming relics books. You know that.
I don't buy it. I still don't buy it. I don't buy that print is going away forever.
No, it's going to be more specialized though.
Yeah, I could see that, but I mean, well, the costs are going up. I don't know. There's got to be a plan out there. There's got to be some way to make comics cheaply so that you could sell them cheaply. There's got to be a way.
Was there anything at the Long Beach Comic Con about, did they have like Dark Knight Returns Part 2 movie stuff there?
No, I did not see that. Well, Long Beach Comic Con was a really good show. It was fun, but the day before I went, I had gotten a flu shot. No, two days before I went, I got a flu shot at work.
Uh-oh.
And it knocked me on my ass. Wait a minute. Didn't give me the flu.
Why is work giving out flu shots?
Well, no, they just give them for free. It's like a health thing. A lot of places do that. Oh. Your job doesn't do that? They don't have like people come in and give flu shots?
No, they checked our cholesterol not too long ago.
Well, anyway, the flu shot... So the convention was on... The day I was going to the convention was on a Saturday.
Right.
And the flu shot was on a Thursday. I got a fever and like aches and pains Thursday night, so I stayed home from work. And I did go to the Long Beach show, but I was still kind of feeling wiped out. I wasn't sick or anything. I didn't, you know, it was just a reaction to the shot. But, you know, I stayed at the con for like two and a half hours at the most.
That sounds good.
Because I was wiped out. And it is a small show, but the Long Beach Comic Con, I think, is... You know, Neil Adams was there,
mm-hmm.
Howard Chaykin,
wow.
You know, the guys from Monsterverse were there, Cary Gamble and his cousin Sam,
mm-hmm.
Who I've interviewed, and there were some, you know, the guy who just does Jersey Gods, there were some people there who, you know, some serious names and stuff. Georges Gianti, the guy who draws the Buffy comics, trying to get an interview with him, but I mean... you know, so they were real pros. It wasn't like a dinky show in the fact that people, you know, the type of people that were showing there or displaying there. But it is a small show. It's smaller than WonderCon.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just going like checking out the floor and want to buy stuff, you don't need a lot of time to be there. And they did have some panels, but like I said, again, it's just like I was so wiped. You know, I couldn't stay the whole day. I just could not.
Yeah.
I just had to leave, which sucks because, you know, I did want to go see panels. I think Monsterverse had a panel, and you know, there were some other small ones. Lance Hendrickson was there. I guess he's got an autobiography.
Really?
Yeah, and I think he was at his panel when I showed up in the morning.
Wow.
But it's a fun show. I mean, anybody who lives in that area, Long Beach, and you can't get to Comic-Con, you can't get to WonderCon.
Yeah. I mean,
check it out.
Yeah, the list of
creators. You would have liked it because you don't like the big crowds.
I can't.
And it wasn't that huge a crowd.
I feel trapped, and I feel like then I want to start hurting people.
Yeah.
I just don't do well at all. I like going in for a few hours, just buying some stuff, saying, you know, seeing some people, and getting the hell out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be different though if I get my book together. I might consider just sitting down and trying to sell some stuff.
Yeah, I
or
did
breaking,
a con once.
Breaking even. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's probably more.
Yeah, yeah.
Adequate.
You gotta just hope to break even. You know, and I don't know. It was cool. I mean, you could sell that there were indie people, and there was a lot of neat stuff. Like there was this indie zine called Devastator. I guess it's by people who like work at Nickelodeon and Warner Brothers and a couple of writers from Daily Show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was hysterical.
Yeah.
It was like a parody of like indie comics, the issue that I picked up. I actually want to write a review for it on the site when I get a chance and maybe interview some of those guys. But they were, that was really funny because, and they're doing print. They're like, we're dedicated to print. This is print and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, cool. That's awesome. And you know, you don't see, it's a nice quality product, you know. Not that I need that in my comics, but, you know. So it was a good show. I wanted to do a write-up, but, you know, when I got back, I was just not feeling well. So I didn't do a write-up of it, which I feel bad because, you know, it was a neat show. So anybody listening to this, you should definitely check out Long Beach Comic Con. And hopefully we will have some interviews from people that I met down there. I don't know. The holidays are kind of, I don't know.
Crazy.
So what do you think? Any other thoughts on the big Walking Dead?
No. It's just been a good distraction. I saw a teaser today online for actually Justified coming back next year.
Yeah, which I still... I
have seasons one and two.
Really?
If you want to...
I have season one. I have... Well, I have...
Oh, okay.
You know. I have them on my Netflix queue, so I could... Just rent them.
I mean, Walking Dead is the only TV I watch. Besides, really? The only other TV I watch is Bellator Fighting Championships, which is, you know what that is?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's really actually funny because it has a really major geek tie-in.
Yeah.
Jack Rebney, the Winnebago man.
Oh my God!
His son, Bjorn Rebney, is a professional booker. He worked in boxing for ages, and now he runs his own MMA production. It's not UFC. It's his own little thing called Bellator. And you know, if you turned on the thing to watch it, you just really, there's some Americans in there, but they recruit heavily from Russia.
Oh, wow.
And it's on MTV2. They're going to Spike TV next year, so you'll probably hear more in their marketing. But it's nice because it's not like, you know, it's not a pay-per-view type thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you like, back in the day, there was Friday Night Fights.
Yeah,
and where you just watch boxing on major. You know, and it's the same kind of vibe where it's like you don't have to be so invested in it.
Yeah,
if you just want to see some fights because you like watching fights, it's there. So it's a very casual viewing experience.
Yeah,
those are the only two things, if I remember, to even record that thing. But
Justified,
Walking Dead, and Bellator Fighting Championship.
I watch way too much TV.
I don't have time.
Neither do I. Know, but I somehow find a way to do it. I don't know. Like, what are we watching right now? Right. Well, over the summer I tried to watch. I've still got them recorded. Falling Skies, not great.
Yeah,
so. Let's see. Obviously, we're watching The Walking Dead right now. There's a couple of reality shows that we watch.
Really?
Survivor. Yeah, I really like that. Who they've got Blair from The Facts of Life on that show now. So she.
What?
Yeah, yeah. She's like older, and she's an author, and she's a mom, and I guess her kids have grown up. So she was like, she's always loved the show Survivor, and she's on it now, and she's great. Like, I love her. She's great. I was so hot for her growing up.
I think that's the pretty one, right?
Yeah, well, the blonde. Yeah, the snobby blonde one.
Yeah,
so I was so hot for her growing up. But, yeah, she's on the show, like, stuck on this desert island with all these other people.
Turn of events.
Yeah, yeah, but she seems really cool, like, on the show. I mean, whatever, it's a reality show. Project Runway, I just like that because there's some skill involved in that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I like it a lot because... Huh.
Project
I don't know.
Runway. Are you sure there's skill involved? Like with what? Like the
designing
makeup and the design?
No, designing the clothes.
Sure.
Yeah.
But putting on a fashion show, there's
no. No, I mean, well, come on. Any kind of show, it takes some sort of organization.
It does. It does. I guess. I don't know.
And production skill. But whatever. Yeah. I like it just because, you know, I like seeing what they come up with. And it's interesting because when I was in college, there were people who would see, like, my superhero drawings and be like, oh, you should get into theater, like, costume design. Which, I don't know. I never.
That pays wonderfully.
Sure. But, yeah, that. And then what's. Boardwalk Empire.
Oh yeah,
that's
that
an awesome
really,
show.
That's good, huh?
Oh yeah, that's an awesome show. Boardwalk Empire, Homeland.
I heard Homeland is the
Homeland
one to watch.
Is really good. Well, I've got the second season recorded right now. It's sitting on the DVR because
we're
so swamped. But I'm sure during the holidays when everything goes Fringe, that's recorded, backed up. It's just
actually, I lied. Netflix, where we watched the Larry Sanders Show.
Oh my God, that is hysterical. Oh my God, I don't know.
We're looking forward to the.
Have you watched the Louis C.K. show?
It's hard for me to watch.
Why? It's brilliant. It's like watching a Woody Allen movie every week.
But that I can't. His inner frustrations and turmoil is just too much for me to handle. Heidi loves it.
I love it. But see, I love that guy.
There's just certain things I'm picky, man. It's like it's time. You know what I mean?
It's time for what? It's time. It's time to run.
So like, you know.
Yeah, you run out of time.
I started practicing my lyrics for this album I'm getting ready to record today, and it's like my voice is like killing me. But like, if I have a choice, it's like, oh, should I watch Louis C.K. like complain about his life and make money at the same time while doing his great show, or should I just go in the other room and get my lyrics done?
Yeah, that's just drama. Do my lyrics. Yeah, sure, yeah, I just no problem. My
no, great, great show though. I've seen bits and pieces.
Well, you don't have a kid. Like by the end of the day,
no. Once I have like a kid, forget. Yeah,
sit in front of the TV sometimes.
No. Yes, I agree.
Zone out.
I agree.
All right. I think we're done here. Now we're just rambling.
No, you'll have to chop the end of this. Do you want to say bye to people?
Yeah, no. This has been another part-time fanboy podcast in the garage. Well, our first garage podcast. We should do this more often.
Yeah.
Get together.
Like, well, we'll have to.
We'd have to get mics and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe not for this.
Yeah, I mean, if this works.
I could bring the other... you want to... should we totally sign off? Or?
Yeah, it's a part-time fanboy, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Part-time fanboy.com.